hometown products and hometown service, provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on in to Tuesday, December 16th, 2025 edition, your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation, and please don't send me any links to videos or long stories during the show. You can send those to me after the show, starting at 12 noon. We do the show live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of guests, lots of information happening. We are going to have a great interview discussion in the third hour with Tim Vetter. He is an election integrity member of the 9th Congressional District Republican Committee, and he has asked to come on the show today to talk about FOIA requests out of Macomb County, Michigan, having some issues getting answers, information from the FOIA officer who happens to be Macomb County's corporate attorney. Not getting information specifically requested, not getting information that they have talked with and communicated directly with Anthony Ferlini. He is the county registered of deeds as well as the county clerk in Macomb County. They have those two offices combined. So not only are you elected, duly elected as the county clerk, you're also the registered of deeds. Well, in talking with Anthony, understands totally what he's asking for, what he wants, what he's looking for, but not getting it when the request is then turned over to the FOIA officer, who is the corporate attorney for Macomb County. So going to have some clarifications from Tim Vetter and maybe some better instructions to the attorney so that they can get what they're looking for. Now, this has been an issue also for former senator gubernatorial candidate Patrick Colbeck. Good friend of mine, we've had conversations about this situation. He knew that I was going to be talking with Anthony Ferlini at the Michigan Association of County Clerks meetings that we attended in August and again in Traverse City. Well, not getting what he's looking for either. So this seems to be a reoccurring issue process with FOIA requests of the county clerk slash registered of deeds, Anthony Ferlini, in Macomb County. So we're going to get into more of the details with Tim. We're going to have a good conversation with him. That will start at 11 o'clock to 11:30 in the third hour of today's show. Also in the second hour, 10 to 10:30, we're going to be talking with Ian Murphy. Him and his attorney, David Delaney, appeared in front of the Court of Appeals panel down in Lansing last Wednesday. So we're going to get a field report from him, find out how that went, find out exactly the process, where it stands, and what's going on with Ian Murphy of the Iron Pig. So good show, lots of news coming from Lansing as they are wrapping up the last legislative week this week. Yes, they will be there today, tomorrow, and Thursday. According to my sources, according to certain news stories that I've been looking at, prepping for today's show. So basically, here's the point. What will they end up passing and then sending to the governor for signature before the end of the year? That number will prove to probably be the lowest number of public acts in a long time. Short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigan's first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one here on this terrific Tuesday. Joining us on the line right now is Stacy from Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office in downtown Sheboygan. Stacy, just go ahead and unmute your mic and we'll be able to hear you. I see you're muted. Stacy, are you there? Okay. Let's see. I still have you connected into the board. Let's see. Okay, let's do this. For some reason, we're having some technical difficulties with Stacy. I still have you connected into the studio. Just unmute your microphone. Okay, it shows muted here on my board, so if you can do that. Okay, go ahead and leave, hit the red leave button, and I'll add you back in. Okay, well then I'll cover the interview for you. Yeah, because you don't see Teams anywhere where you can leave the conversation. Okay, all right. Go ahead and close the X where it says Teams. Close that. And I'm listening to me talking through the production computer, so I'm transmitting just fine. Okay, there you go. You left now. Okay, go ahead and open Teams back up. And let's expand this here. And let's go to participants. There's Stacy. She's green. And now I'm ringing you right now. Okay, and go ahead and talk. You are good. I'm going to hang up the cell phone. Hey, good morning, Stacy.
Well, good morning. My apologies.
Your computer, and it's really interesting. You're the only contact I have for the show that when I connect with you, you turn off my music in the background. So I have to go back into the studio. I have to change it I have to change it back to high fidelity music. For some reason, your contact doesn't like my studio.
I don't know what happened. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's not a problem. Hey, I want to thank you and I want to thank Dr. Gary for last Wednesday. Because let me tell the audience what happened, what I was going through, what I was suffering, what I was dealing with, and what happened when I came into the office. Got there roughly at about 1:45 Wednesday, got it right off the microphone at noon, jumped in the Yukon, got up there, had my MAGA water jugs in the back, was able to hook up with John Davis and fill up my MAGA water after I visited with you. But folks, have you ever lived through the movie Groundhog Day? Because that's basically, so far here, beginning in November, I've been living through the movie Groundhog Day. What I do is I get up in the morning, the alarm goes off, and I make breakfast and do everything, get Miss Vicky ready to go to work. I go outside, and I clear off her car and get her all warmed up and ready to go. She drives to work. I come in and do my show. After the show, then I go outside and I throw snow and I use my snow shovel. And as a result, because of the way I shovel,
My left hand is my steer hand. My right hand is my lift hand, if you know what I mean. The right hand's down closest to the blade. And as I'm throwing snow, I felt something pinch in my neck, shoulder, kind of where the neck, shoulder meets in the scapula, whatever the heck it's called up there at the top.
Scapula.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Guess what? Stacy, I felt a pinch. Yeah. Literally, like you pinched me, and mm-hmm. it wasn't a nerve. And I know because I've done this playing football. I've done all kinds of things over my life. I know a pinched nerve when you get one. So immediately I started to massage it. I came in and I put some intense relief rub on it, Patriots Relief. Started massaging that in, hoping it would release, that it would go away. Well, it got progressively worse, to the point where the pain started going from that pinched nerve down my right shoulder blade. So, of course, I go to, my go-to next move is to call Miss Stacy and say, I need to see Dr. Gary and I need to see you. So I came into the office. Dr. Gary was waiting basically to take off to Onaway. He squeezed me in. Well, he started at the bottom and worked his way all the way up to the top of my head. Every single vertebrae in my back was screwed up. He started working his magic with his fingers, and he got things to pop and release. And I'm like, ah, yes, yes, yes. Well, he gets up there to the neck area, Stacy, and finally, he hit it. He hit, I think he said it was C3, C4, C6, C7, whatever. He got it to release, and all of a sudden, as soon as he got that to release, that pinched nerve released, and I felt this warm rush of blood flow down my shoulder blade. And then I went and had a treatment with you, the deep tissue laser light.
Mm-hmm.
Went to get my MAGA water filled up, my 10 jugs, 7 gallons each, 70 gallons of MAGA water. I didn't lift them. I left them in the Yukon, and I reached in with the hose and filled them up that way. I told John Davis, I don't want to lift these in and out of the truck. They're going to stay right where they're at. Yeah. Because you told me, you go, Randy, even though you get up off my table and you're feeling good, don't you overdo it now. Don't you screw this up, right? Miss Stacy's yelling at me. It was really cute. Yeah. So anyway, I get back in the car. Yeah. And I'm driving back home. What is it? 90 miles. And all of a sudden, while I'm 10 and 2, you know, I'm an old fashioned, you know, from driver's training when I was in high school. And all of a sudden, I felt this warm, it was kind of like a electrical warm pulse feeling in my nerve and down my right shoulder blade. It's hard to describe, but it's like a tingling warmth, as I guess the only way I can describe it, right? And I'm driving home. I left the MAGA water in the truck. I told Ms. Vicky, I don't care if it freezes. I'll bring it in, you know, the garage, the heated area we have. They'll unthaw tomorrow. I let it sit there overnight. Went to bed. I took some Patriots Relief drops, and I put intense relief rub all over the pinched nerve and the right shoulder blade. Stacy, I woke up the next morning. It was gone.
It was fixed.
It was fixed. And I want you to explain, besides the adjustment prior to the treatment, but then the treatment, how did you treat me with that laser? Explain to the audience what you actually did to Trucker Randy.
Okay, well, I'm using a multi-lock system, MLS, deep tissue laser therapy. And why it's multi-lock is you have, the multi is there are multiple lasers in this robotic head. And they are a continuous 808 nanometer laser diode that decreases the inflammation and stimulates the blood flow and lymphatic drainage. That induces the reabsorption of the fluid buildup in the area. And then it's paired with and synchronized with a pulse 905 nanometer laser diode, and that reduces the sensation of pain. So obviously you needed to get the chiropractic manipulation because something had locked up and pinched things. And so once that was done, now, because it was good that you didn't wait too long because your body was just going through it all for, you know, initiating it all, but now you're handling it. Now you're reducing the pain and the inflammation back to back.
Back to back.
Yep, back to back. Well, you injured it, and then you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours, or maybe 3 or 4 hours later, did something about it. So yes, your body was already running to its rescue and trying to repair it on its own. But you're it's not repaired, so it can only do so much.
Right. Now, the one thing that I did realize when Dr. Gary started at the bottom and worked his way up, and he started getting everything completely free. By the way, folks, if you've not been to Dr. Gary for a chiropractic adjustment, I highly, highly recommend it, especially you newbies. You've never been to a chiropractor your entire life, okay? You don't know what you're missing, okay? But as he started getting things loosened and then got up to the neck area and it popped, I literally felt it with his fingers. When he got it to release and I felt that warm blood flow, basically I was pinching, that pinched nerve, Stacy, was restricting blood flow to the damaged area. And that's why I was having problems basically healing myself. Not only did I need that, but I also needed the laser light treatment, which was the ultimate fix. Because for me to go from where I was at, I mean, I was literally, you know how you pour yourself a cup of coffee that's been in the coffee pot and you're going to put it in your cup and throw it in the microwave and you might heat it up for a minute and a half, 2 minutes or whatever?
Okay.
Stacy, I'm left-handed. So I grab the handle of the microwave with the left hand, I lift the coffee cup with the right hand, and I put it into the microwave as kind of one motion.
Yeah.
I couldn't lift my coffee cup
right. With
my right hand. That's how bad that pinched nerve in that right shoulder blade was. Mm-hmm. It hurt, and I got it up halfway. It's like, no, I can't even lift this cup. I had to set it back down and put it in with the left hand. People, just in daily normal living, you go through all this process and you realize your limitations. You need to then go see Dr. Gary and get a treatment with you for the laser light. If anybody, you know, you bend over to tie your shoe and you can't do it. Your lower back is not allowing you to bend over. I mean, there's all kinds of things that we do every single day in our lives that make you realize something's not right.
Sure. The lack of function, the lack of flexibility. You bet. And this can help you actually have, you know, more activity comfort, better sleep, and ability to walk better too. So obviously if it's your back or your legs or your hips.
Sure.
Like that.
Exactly. Yeah. And you deal with a lot of people, I'm sure, especially now like me, bending over and throwing snow and doing all that. You're dealing with a lot of back issues as well.
So many. So that is very common. When the seasons change, you have fall in the leaves, when people are raking their leaves, we get a lot of that.
Sure.
And then now it's the snow shoveling with all the storms. Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And in the spring, it'll be me out there trying to weed my...
Weed the garden.
Pulling weeds.
Doing
gonna
pruning
and trees.
Going to
start this whole
trees,
process all over again.
Well, stay flexible and stay strong.
Right. Well, next year, though, what I'm going to do is I'm only going to weed for an hour or two. And then call it quits. I'm not going to go out there and spend 10 hours in a row without a lunch or anything. That was just stupid on my part. Well, listen,
right.
I want to give out the phone number, folks. You got to get a hold of them Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesdays when they're available there in downtown Sheboygan. That phone number is 231-627-4300. Give them a call. Carlene will answer. She'll ask you some qualifying questions. Stacy, basically, if they need an adjustment as well as a laser light, Carlene can basically explain to them that process and how to set that up.
Yes, you can do that. It's a one-stop shop. Come on in and we'll take care of both. And the treatment is